The Vermont legislature has failed yet again to resolve a standoff over teachers' health care plans with Governor Phil Scott. They've given up on settling this dispute this week, but they'll be back again next week. VPR's Annie Russell talked with VPR Statehouse reporter Peter Hirschfeld for the latest.
Phoned adjournment last week, and the lawmakers thought they would get out today, but now that's not happening. What's holding things up?
There's one issue that is holding things up right now, and it's this divide between Governor Phil Scott and Democratic leaders in the House and Senate over the issue of teacher health care. Phil Scott wants to save $26 million a year on teacher health benefits, but he says the only way to do that is to mandate a uniform health insurance product for every public school employee in the state. Lawmakers say, look, that is going to upend collective bargaining as we know it. And we're not about to strip teachers of the right to engage in collective bargaining with local districts just to save this money. We hear a lot about $26 million in savings. We hear a lot about keeping healthcare costs down in the future. But this issue is very much about a philosophical divide right now between a Republican governor and Democratic lawmakers over the sanctity of collective bargaining as it exists right now.
So it sounds like the Senate decided to move forward with the plan for teacher health savings despite that veto threat. Why did they do that today?
Well, the Senate says that they have a plan that guarantees the $26 million that Phil Scott says he's after. And their plan would basically say to districts, look, you shall save this money. We'd love for you to get that money from these teacher health contracts, but if you don't get it that way, you're going to have to come up with it somewhere else. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says this sort of directive guarantees the savings Scott is after, and he says it doesn't upend collective bargaining in the process. The governor has made it clear, though, that this plan does not pass muster in his view, and he says the only way to control healthcare costs into the future is if you negotiate these cheaper plans now. And he says that means you need to get all the savings exclusively from health benefits. Tim Ash wanted to move forward with this proposal because while the governor has said he'll veto it anyway, he says it shows the Senate is serious about moving forward with something, and he's hopeful that they can make some tweaks along the way that might win the governor's signature.
And what is the House likely to do with it?
Well, this is where things got kind of interesting today. The House and Senate presented the bones of the plan that the Senate voted on today on Thursday. But now it's unclear whether this plan actually has the support in the House to pass. And superintendents and school boards really hate the legislature's plan to come up with the savings that the Senate passed today. They're fine with lawmakers creating a statewide contract for teacher health benefits or mandating certain kinds of health plans, but they say that if lawmakers don't do that, then they aren't going to be able to realize savings in health care. And they say that means that they have this savings target that they have to meet. Without those other things in place, they're going to have to eat into other areas of the budget to meet those mandated savings targets. School board members have been calling House lawmakers to register their concern, and it's had a really chilling effect on that plan in the House. So the House is saying we're going to try to come up with something different ourselves now in light of this new opposition. And it's created a situation where now not only are the House and Senate at odds with the governor, but the House and Senate are also at odds with each other in a lot of ways, and it really complicates what was already an incredibly difficult problem for them.
So when does it look like they will have all of this straightened out?
No time soon. Recall that the legislature was supposed to adjourn last weekend, and this was the extra week that they gave themselves to work this out. And as we found out late this afternoon, they're going to be back here next week, too. They just cannot get a deal done right now. It's become abundantly clear that all sides are really seemingly almost as far away from a compromise as they were when they decided to come back last weekend. And a lot of people will be eager to see whether they're any closer to a resolution a few days from now when they do come back than they are right now.